10 years ago this month, Ali Condie's Matched was published, launching the dystopian YA trilogy that includes Crossed and Reached. Matched quickly garnered myriad fans among booksellers and YA readers in its first week on sale. The novel debuted in the number 2 children's slot in the indie bestseller list from the ABA and subsequently was published in 34 countries, appeared on more than 20 state award lists, and reached a worldwide imprint tally of more than 5 million copies. And that was just the beginning. Matched has just been released in a deluxe anniversary edition. It is absolutely beautiful, and it's a great pleasure to welcome the author of the number 1 New York Times bestseller, Ali Condie, to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, what do you make of this anniversary nonsense?
Well, it's it is kind of like that. You feel like, how did this happen? How did we get to 10 years? That feels pretty crazy. But at the same time, we've all lived a lifetime in the last few years. So that feels possible as well. So yeah, it's kind of nice to be here. It's good to be in this position, and it's wonderful to have a book that people are still reading. I mean, that's not something I'm ever going to take for granted.
What do you think there was about the book that hit? A dystopian story that comes out and says, "Okay, this is something that people want to read," and so quickly too.
I think it was because it was a good time for dystopia, honestly, back in 2010 when I first published it. We just had the Hunger Games, Divergent was still to come. So I was kind of writing that cusp of a lot of enthusiasm for the genre. And I think the reason we were reading the genre back then is it felt a little more perhaps escapist or surprising than it does now. But it still is definitely a genre that people read in quite a lot. So I think it's kind of a universally appealing idea. Let's see what our world looks like gone wrong. And it was a romance, so that's always helpful, I think, with young adults. Kids seem to enjoy reading that. And I used to be a high school English teacher, so I was really trying to write something that I thought my students would read.
So my understanding is, and I think you may have talked to us about this in the past, but all of this came out of you chaperoning a prom.
Yes, you have such a good memory. I did. Yeah, I used to chaperone dances on the weekends to make some extra money, and prom always rolled around, and that was a good one because you made $40 a night chaperoning instead of $35. And so they had a red carpet. Everyone was paired up. They'd walk down it, and I thought, this is so great and so weird. And so I ended up kind of taking that idea for the opening scene of the Match Banquet. You know, we're pairing up these young people. In prom's case, they're pairing off themselves, so it's not as disturbing. But an author's job is to take things and make them feel real. And so I thought, all right, what if there was a government that decided who you married? And so if instead of going to prom when you were 17, you went to a big banquet all dressed up and found out who they'd chosen for you to marry. So, yep, you're exactly right. It was junior prom.
And that's something that young adults and even adults reading your books can relate to. We can think of what would that be like? There is a universal nature to it as well.
Yeah, exactly. You want sort of an entry point for people to read before you take them farther.
The gold edition, the deluxe edition of this book is absolutely beautiful. Just give people a sense, if they already have read the book, and of what is new and different about this particular edition, because there's a bonus story in here. There's an interview with you. There's some really cool stuff.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, the team at Penguin, my publisher, did just a fantastic job with it. So we were realizing that people had kind of read through their older versions, and also, you know, they were getting a little beaten up. And we also realized that people were now starting to share it with others and wanted to give it as gifts. And so we thought a gold edition, something shiny and gold, would be great. But we didn't mess too much with the iconic cover, because it's rare you strike gold with a cover right from the start. And the cover of a girl in a bubble in a green dress has not changed over 10 years, which shows how well that image has done, because usually book publishers will change it up. But that cover just sells and sells, and that's all due to the artist who worked on it. So, yeah, we thought, all right, something shiny and pretty that would be great for gifts, that would be great for the teenager in your life. But we also wanted the content to be there. So we have a new map that they hired a professional cartographer to draw that's beautiful. We've never had a map of the world before.
Yep.
And then there's also the bonus short story that you mentioned, and an interview, a Q&A with my friend Soman Chainani, who's the author of the School for Good and Evil series. And he's a dear friend, but also a brilliant human being. And so the Q&A, I think, is fantastic, thanks to him.
The this is the thing about time and aging and things that you hate about life. But I mean, one of the things is that whether you like it or not, and 10 years ago, your audience who would read this book now were like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, and that's the thing you confront pretty quickly when you're writing young adult is the turnovers every 4 years, right?
Right.
That's how long high school is. So you do get a little bit of that pretty quick on, or someone will write you and say, I read your letter when I was a kid, and you realize they mean 2 years ago. So it's
right.
But yes, definitely. That is kind of a funny thing to have happen.
You write the book, you have this incredible success, you write the other books. How does it affect you going forward in the sense of what you write in the future and knowing what you now know, not only about storytelling, but how your audience reacts to it?
Well, I do keep in mind that there's a lot of people out there who have loved the earlier books. But at the same time, you can't really just keep writing the earlier books over and over. So I do try to have something with the same, perhaps, sensibility. You know, kids making choices, girls doing things that are against what society would love them to do, romance, the environment. Those are things that sort of always come into play at some point. And so, for example, my most recent novel is a novel called The Last Voyage of Cove Life. And while that's not a sequel to the Match series, it is a companion novel, which is a term we use in the industry a lot for the same world, different characters, and maybe a little crossover with a character or two. And that was fun because while it is the same world, it's a different part of the world, and the character is very different. It's a revenge novel, so something bad happens to her at the beginning. In the rest of the novel, she's trying to get everyone back for what took place. So it felt entirely different, but does have a connection. So there are things like that you can do to give a nod to your previous audience and sort of thank them for all they've done for you.
Match has just been released in a deluxe anniversary edition by Ali Kondi. Ali, thank you so much for being here. A great pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's great to talk with you again.
Thank you very much.